Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier in the week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Jordan's King Abdullah says his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Dale Gavlik reports from Amman.
During testimony, the kingdom was geographically sandwiched, sitting between Israel on one side and Iran and its proxies on the other. As Iranian drones and ballistic missiles flew over Jordanian airspace on their way to Israeli targets. In remarks to U.S. President Joe Biden, King Abdullah defended his military's actions in helping intercept and shoot them down, saying Jordan's security and the protection of its citizens come above all other considerations. He said Jordan would not be a theater of war for any side, nor will it allow a regional war to unfold on its land. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapon systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95.3 billion in spending, which matches that of the Senate passed in mid-February, but there are a few differences. This is VOA News. Local officials say three Russian missiles slammed into the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an apartment building and killing at least 17. Emergency services say at least 61 people were wounded. Chernihiv is about 150 kilometers or 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called for sharply higher U.S. tariffs on Chinese metal products as part of a package of policies aimed at pleasing steel workers in the swing state of Pennsylvania at the risk of angering Beijing. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with more.
If the talk of tariffs and threats of trade war sound familiar, they should. Biden's Republican predecessor and current presidential challenger, Donald Trump, hiked import taxes on Chinese products in an effort to reach a trade deal with Beijing. Now, Biden aides said the U.S. president was proposing further raising Trump-imposed tariffs to 25% on certain Chinese steel and aluminum products. The measures invite blowback from China at a time of already heightened tensions between the world's two biggest economies. A spokesperson for China's embassy in Washington called the tariffs an embodiment of unilateralism and protectionism, adding that the U.S. government was making the same mistake again and again.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. An Abu Ghraib military contractor warned bosses of abuses 2 weeks after arriving in the year 2003. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A lawsuit filed by three Abu Ghraib survivors. Jurors saw an October 2003 email from a civilian contractor who worked for military contractor CACI. The civilian contractor, sent to work as an interrogator at the prison in Iraq, resigned within 2 weeks of his arrival and told his corporate bosses that mistreatment of detainees was likely to continue. The former prisoners allege that CACI shares responsibility for the mistreatment that they endured, arguing the company took no action after receiving the employee's resignation. Shocking photos of abuse became public in April 2004, resulting in a worldwide scandal that revealed evidence of physical and sexual assaults of inmates. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has met in New York with Polish President Andrzej Duda. It's the latest in a series of meetings with foreign leaders as Europe braces for the possibility of a second Trump term. Presumptive GOP nominee was hosting Duda for dinner at Trump Tower, where the two were expected to discuss Ukraine, among other topics. Duda has long expressed admiration for Trump. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.